Father in heaven, we thank you that we can gather here tonight. We thank you for your faithfulness, the confidence that we can have that your character does not change. We thank you that we can come to you in prayer tonight. We thank you for each one that has come tonight for prayer. And we pray that you would bless our time together, help us to lift our hearts to you, help us to come with thanksgiving in our hearts and praises before you. And we pray that we would uphold the needs of our church assembly here tonight. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. For our scripture tonight, I invite you to turn to Lamentations chapter 3. That's our memory verse, so you might not need to turn there. But for those of you that still need to, Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations 3 and verses 21 to 23. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations is a book of poems written by the prophet Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He came face to face with many sorrows in his own ministry, but also in the times of his country, the nation of Israel. Jeremiah witnessed some of the most extreme and severe losses that God's people would ever have to face. He witnessed some truly unprecedented events. We've heard that term thrown about a lot here. But Jeremiah went through some unprecedented times. The Babylonian army had sieged the city of Jerusalem for nearly 2 years. Then finally they broke through the walls. They burned the city, the temple, the palace. They took captives back to Babylon. There was cannibalism that was going on in the city. There was idolatry, people calling out to any and every god. At the very last days there was fear. And Jeremiah has to come to terms with the great suffering that took place here. And in the book of Lamentations, he laments everything that had happened. And he does that personally. He's weeping about everything that had happened. Even in chapter 3 here, he goes through some of the affliction. Verse 1 says, I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. And Jeremiah had seen it. He witnessed it. But in the midst of that all, he is able to find hope here. Our memory verse says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. And the reason for that hope, verse 22, the Lord's mercies, the Lord's mercies. The mercies here are the loving kindnesses, the unfailing love. This word is the Hebrew word hesed. It's the word for the covenant love that God has for his people. These are mercies. This is the loving kindness that God has, especially for his people. You know, God is a loving God, and he so loved the world. But this is a love that God has for his own. This is a love for the people of God. And Jeremiah reflects on that. This is what gives him encouragement, hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, he says. See, this is a preserving love. He recognizes that this loyal love of God was the reason Israel was not completely destroyed. There had been a lot of destruction, but Jeremiah recognized that it wasn't as bad as it could be. You know, even at that time, he was still living to write this. There was a remnant that God had preserved, even in that time of captivity, even preserved in the captivity, taking them away to Babylon. But Jeremiah saw God's loving kindness even at that time. It was a preserving love. God was sticking by them still, no matter what had happened. And I think that God feels the same way about believers today. This is talking about Israel, of course. But God's loving kindness is still the same for His own. And we can be like Jeremiah, and even at a time like this, when we have experienced various levels of loss, and we still recognize that things are not as bad as they could be. You know, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, finished, you know, completely done with. And we could be getting what we deserve. You know, we could be experiencing God's wrath because of our sin for all eternity. Instead, God has given us salvation. So we see the preserving love here. And then Jeremiah goes on and he talks about the unceasing love of God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. We have another word for God's love here in verse 22. His compassions. This word compassion is the idea of something that a parent would have towards a child. The pity, the way that a mother feels towards her child or her father. And this is the idea that God is using here, that Jeremiah is using of God. God has this kind of parental compassion for the people that really He brought into existence. And God still has that. God still has that unceasing love. It's even greater than comparing it to a parent, a mother or father. It's a love that never fails. It's unceasing. It's new every morning, Jeremiah says. Those compassions, they don't stop. They don't fail. They're new every morning. They never run out. You know, the tank of gas in my van, I think I'm at about a quarter of a tank. And I hope that'll be enough to get me back to Fredericktown. Usually it is. Although I did miscalculate over the quarantine time and I ran out of gas in Fredericktown. God's love does never, it's not like a love tank. You know, there's a book that talks about the love tank people have and everything. It needs to be filled up. But God's love tank never empties out. It's unceasing. And it's a love that He has for His own. It's just never ending. New every morning. His unceasing love. And then Jeremiah calls it a faithful love. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He's applying another thought here to God's loving kindness. He's amazed by the faithfulness of God's love. The word faithfulness here is just the idea of something that's steady. It's trustworthy. It does not change. It's just consistent. It's faithful. And that's what God's faithfulness is. He's trustworthy. A faithful love may be a tough love. It may be God allowing us to have some of the consequences of sinful choices that we've made. But still, that is the faithful love of God. And that's exactly what Israel was experiencing here at the time of the captivity. And if God had not allowed that captivity to take place, if He had just said, oh, it's okay, I'm going to just kind of protect Israel a little bit longer, He would not have been faithful. That would not have been the faithful love of God. Why? Because God had explained to Israel way back in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the blessings and the curses. And He explained, you know, if you do not follow Me, this is what will happen. And that's exactly what happened. In fact, you can go through Lamentations and see all the parallels to the curses of Deuteronomy 28 and all the things like cannibalism and the city being destroyed and the people being scattered throughout other nations. You know, God had said that was going to happen. And then it happened. And that's God's faithfulness. That's God being true to His word. And that's part of God's love. You know, I think maybe we need another stanza to this hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," that talks about, you know, consequences for sin and God not letting us go our own way and God intervening when we chose to do this and turning us back. You know, that's God's faithfulness as well as the other things that are in those verses. But that's what was happening to Israel. Perhaps it's happening to us, to our country in some way right now. But if God had not let it happen, he would not be faithful. But Jeremiah sees that actually this shows the faithfulness of God, everything that had happened. God was being true to his word. And of course, God is faithful to care for his children. God's love is not all the chastening and the consequences for sin. Well, that's part of it. God is faithful to care for his own, even in times of loss. And Jeremiah comes to grips with that, even as he is lamenting all of the loss and the sorrow around him. And we can have that same hope that Jeremiah comes to, but it's rooted in the Lord's loving kindness. That's the Lord's mercies. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God that cares for your children. You care for us. We know that you won't disown us. You love us. We thank you that you're faithful to your word. We pray that we would come to grips with that in a greater way. We thank you that even in these days in which we live, we can still come back to this. And we can still see that things are not as bad as they could be, even for ourselves. And we thank you for that. We pray that you bless the remainder of our time here tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll go to our praise and prayer request time now and start off with praises. I've tried to list a couple of them, and I'll maybe just read these off, and we can add some more maybe. But praises tonight. This past Monday was Memorial Day, and we remembered our servicemen and women who've given their lives, more than 1.3 million of them in our country. So we praise the Lord for those folks that have served. It was good to have Alba Vili here on Sunday and her sister, Paquita, as they were here for the funeral, which took place on yesterday. And that went well. We had the graveside service there for John Vili. And it was recorded. We did get the recording. It worked. So it's posted there on the sermons page on the website. Our Sunday service, we had our second Sunday service reopening this past month, and we had 44, and so our limit is 50 in the sanctuary. They're recommending that we have 50% of fire code in our spaces. So that's, I'm not sure what the fire code is in this building, but probably shouldn't say that. But we just put it at 50. That seems like probably about half of it. So last week, I know they said no COVID cases at Bennington. Is that still the case? Okay, so that's another praise for this week too. And Ron was able to get a lot of work done on his garage over the past 8 weeks. And we heard last week about Nikki's brother Adam, who had come to church to help with their sound. They were doing some parking lot service, and he helped, and then even came to church once they reopened. So we've been praying for Adam for quite some time. And then just the technology, it's allowed us to worship as families during the lockdown, and wasn't a substitute, but at least it helped us a little bit, I trust. And then just another praise It was good to hear from Brenda Scheiderer, and she really wanted to get going on the church flowers here, and so I told her full speed ahead, you know, that'd be great. I don't think that'll be conflicting with anything, so that's a praise. And then I saw some more bombs here at the church, disinfecting bombs, thanks to Debbie, was able to get a box of those, which are very hard to come by right now, but she was able to order another box, which makes it very convenient to disinfect, you know, after a service, 6,000 square feet or something like that. So we thank the Lord for that. Any other praises tonight? Anybody else have a praise you want to mention? Anything to be thankful for as we come to God tonight in prayer? Good to see Steve here tonight. And I don't know if he's 100% yet, but...
Not yet. Vampire took some more blood from me today, so... I've got a real nice vein that I'm really proud of. It's been poked so many times, I can't use it anymore, so... Open up and pump it up. But no, seriously, I'm wondering...
All right, anyone else tonight? Any other praises? Yes, Ron.
Thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness.
Amen. God's faithfulness. Okay, help with the project there at the Margraf's house. Yesterday, you said Grant and Justin were able to come. Praise the Lord for that.
I'm just thankful.
And safety.
Yeah.
In the work on the project.
A couple close calls.
Good. All right, any other praises tonight? All right, our prayer requests, just a couple updates on the list here. Julie Ray just had asked prayer for her dad. He seems to be declining, and it sounded like they were going to be putting him on hospice here pretty soon, if not already. So pray for David Brees and his battle with cancer. Don Owen is supposed to have back surgery again soon, and he thinks it'll be a little bit less invasive, but he is going to be having another surgery. He didn't know when I talked to him about it last. Pray for Rob Frazier. He mentioned a lot of unspokens on Sunday. Still pray for Steve's recovery. Want to pray for Alba and her family as John passed away last week, and she is kind of in transition there in Phoenix, getting another house. She's wanting to move out of the assisted living facility she was in and just be on her own. So she's in transition there. And then Pat Ogden's sister passed away last week, Jean Ramos. She lived in North Carolina, and so pray for Pat's family. The camp committee met yesterday, and we decided that it looks like we're going to have to cancel the youth camps this summer. Reasons for that are, first of all, the residential camps are still technically closed by the state. They've not been reopened, and there's no date for them to reopen at this point. And even when they do reopen, all of the protocols that would have to be followed for a camp would just make it really counterproductive for having camp. The groups of campers there in a cabin, you know, pretty much they would not be able to interact with any other, group outside of that one group. And, there's just so much interaction in a camp that way. And that's just one example of the many restrictions that are going to be put on the residential camps. So we determined that for this year, it's not going to be possible. And at this point in the summer, still not knowing if they're going to be open and needing to plan for staff and, the supplies for it. And, there's a lot of planning that takes place you have to have a certain amount of time to do that. We had to make that decision. If the residential camps do open up, there may be some opportunity for, a family-type camp where the family groups can stay together and, they're allowed to interact. They share everything anyway and things like that. So they're hoping to be able to do the family camp and maybe some other family-type events or camps later on. But again, that all hinges upon the decision the state makes to open that, and then can we follow the protocols even for that? So that was disappointing to see that decision to be made, but it didn't seem to be any other option there. Any other requests here? The other requests there are some from previous weeks, just kind of long-standing requests. But any other updates or prayer requests you want to mention tonight? Yes.
A couple of things there. Those continued requests. I talked to Tom Murphy of the. It's been a couple of weeks ago, but he said his shoulder. His shoulder wasn't bothering him. And also, I talked to Jan Ferguson, and she said that David's cancer was something in the past, but that the concern was his susceptibility, with the virus or something. But she said that she mentioned about his cancer that wasn't an ongoing concern at this point, I guess.
All right.
So that was good to hear.
Okay, so Jan's son, the cancer was in the past, but he may be at risk. That's probably what she was saying. And then Tom Murfield, his shoulder is better, so that's a brace. Okay, anybody else? Any other requests? Scott?
Just wisdom with my company. I'm kind of in the mode of seeking some funding. Just that the Lord would give me guidance.
Right. Guidance for Scott with his company, possibly seeking funding. So pray for Scott's company that he's trying to grow. Anybody else? Any other requests? Anna. Okay, praise. We have some puppies at home and they're healthy right now. So we have them for about 3 more weeks. All right, anyone else? Yes, Ron.
I'm just continuing to pray for Justin. He's working so hard for work. And if I understood him correctly, I think Abigail will soon be working for Well, she still has work, and she needs to get a certain kind of work to avoid having penalties. So there, she prepares to work for her. And I think she's still working here.
Okay, so Justin Goldberg, he needs to find a job, and for Abigail's job situation too. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, Scott.
Bob goes in this week for some more back, therapy, I think.
Okay, pray for Bob Renard, because he's going into therapy for his back. Just pray for relief from all the pain that he's been dealing with. Okay, anybody else? Yes, Steve.
You know, when we pray for our country, to pray that see down here the Christian Law Association about the religious liberties and so on. Also, with this stimulus package, the House of Representatives will send over to the Senate. A lot of this money they want to go to Planned Parenthood. Pray that our people would be strong enough to resist that. And, Jay Sekulow, he's a lawyer. I think he represents some type of association, might be Christian Law as well, but the president's attorney too. But just pray that money don't go in and kill the babies.
All right. Pray for our country and leaders. There's a lot of pressure on them right now, and decisions be made, that they wouldn't take advantage of the situation. All right, anybody else? All right, Mrs. Gossman.
I have a family member of these with cancer, and she was struggling to see her dad and failing, and Rebecca, Jonathan is failing, I think, faster than anticipated, and she said this is harder than she expected.
Let's pray for the families of those that are getting worse with cancer. Pray for comfort for them. I mentioned the Henning family with Jonathan being sick, and Julie and her sister and brother, she mentioned, are involved with caring for their dad. So pray for the families. Okay, anybody else? All right, pray for our missionaries too. They're on the back. And for the spread of the gospel in our community. Just pray for wisdom for our summer ministries. I mentioned about youth camps. As far as I understand it, the Knox County Fair is still planning on opening. And we do have our booth space there again this year. There may be some other efforts that we can pursue for the summer, just for wisdom as we see how we can best try to reach our community here. Summer's always been a good time for that. So just pray for that. And then our missionaries along the same lines as well. Just wanted to read a couple things from the Kilmers. They sent out an update, and I won't read the whole thing, but the first couple paragraphs, he says, Dear friends, a guy I occasionally meet with for Bible study texted me to ask, Pastor, what is happening around the world? What your thoughts according to God's sight. Due to the virus, there are a lot of wild theories about the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. So he put his reply here. The world will end tomorrow. Just kidding. Actually, it's only a sign that we live in a fallen world. In the past, there have been worldwide pandemics that killed more people than this virus, although I realize COVID-19 isn't over yet. Did you know that worldwide about 500,000 people die each year from the flu? That's right, 500,000 per year.
Some people are making more of this than they should, yet we do need to be careful and take precautions. Some say it's a sign Jesus is coming soon. I believe he is coming soon, but not simply because of a virus. Although we see general trends that point toward things we see in prophecy, there are no direct signs needed for the rapture. Keep looking for the blessed hope. Jesus might come today. And then he quotes 1 Timothy 6:14, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. This verse implies that Paul thought Christ could have returned while Timothy was still alive. Some people see the end times differently than I do and are looking for the Antichrist, but I'm looking for Christ. During these days, we don't get to go out and witness like normal. However, sometimes God has a divine appointment and brings someone to us. A guy named Saya, yes, this is a very common name among the Zulus, came to install a new internet line at our house. The telephone company is one of the few companies allowed to work during the COVID-19 coronavirus shutdown here in South Africa. While he was hooking things up, we got to chatting. Of course, we talked about the coronavirus and its implications, which brought up the subject of death. I told him it is a blessing to know that if we should die, the Lord has extended his forgiveness through Jesus. I asked him what would happen if he died. He said that although he doesn't go to church, he prays, reads his Bible, and tries to follow it. I told him I was glad to hear that, but our good works don't forgive our sins. Isaiah 64:6, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Forgiveness only comes through Jesus, who died and rose again from the dead. Acts 4:12. I gave him two gospel tracts, and he left. And as he left, and the name of a good church in the area where he lives, he said he would look it up and visit. So just an update there from Don Kilmer in South Africa, and this is really a worldwide thing. You know, the missionaries are all having to deal with this in some way, you know, and so pray for them as well. All right, anything else tonight? Any other prayer requests? Or unspoken requests? Are there any unspokens? Yes, Becky. Okay, unspoken for Becky. All right. Well, we're going to try to do like we did last week, and we'll stay together here. Hopefully, at some point, we'll be able to go back to normal, but for tonight, we'll stay together again and pray, and if you don't mind coming up and using the mic. We'll have our men pray again, and see if we can do that. We are recording it, you know. Not that you have to pay any attention to that, but it may be if you speak up really loud, he can catch it on the. There is an ambient mic that can pick up things that people say as well. But this may be better, you know, if you go from that mic in the front here. So that's why it's set up here. All right, so if we can go ahead and start. Maybe Pastor Gossman, can I ask you to start us and pray?
Okay.
All right, and then I'll close, and then if we'll have our men just pray right after that, then I'll close in prayer. If you don't mind, yeah.
Okay, I will. I just want to be loud enough so I can pray. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for the privilege of prayer. Lord, that you are a God that hears and answers our prayers. You ask us, Lord, to come before you and pray. You tell us, Lord, that we have not because we ask not. Lord, how we pray that you would help us to continually depend upon you and come before your throne and ask you, Lord, as we ought. Lord, as we are here in a very perilous time in the sense of we have many in our country that are living in fear. Lord, they have, and many, Lord, that have no hope. But Lord, how we thank you, even as our scripture tonight let us know, Lord, that there, that we have hope, and our hope is in you. And Lord, we don't have a spirit of fear. Lord, we recognize our need to be careful. And Lord, we don't want to get sick. But Lord, our dependence is upon you. And we pray, Lord, that you might be with each of the folks, Lord, of our congregation. Lord, you would help them not to be in fear, but Lord, certainly to be cautious, and at the same time, Lord, to trust in you. Lord, we thank you that we can be back together to worship, back together to pray, Lord, to lift up our voices and sing unto you as our Lord and our God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the protections that you have given, and here just tonight to recognize that had no, even at the rest home here where Ben works, that there's not, and Becky, that there's not been any more cases, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for the protections that you have given there. We know that's been an area that there have been many, Lord, because of the weakness, Lord, of their health that have not done well. Heavenly Father, I think tonight of David Brees, Julie's father. She recognizes and she sees him, Lord, declining fairly fast. Lord, it's very difficult for her. We would pray, Lord, that you might help Julie to be a comfort and have strength there, Lord, for her father, and to share those things, Lord, of her confidence in you. We thank you, Lord, for the funeral service we were able to have for John Veeley, and we thank you for your the faith that you gave to him. We thank you, Lord, that we could speak with confidence on the basis of his profession. Lord, that we believe that he is with you today, and how we thank you for that. We pray for Alba. We pray, Lord, that you might give her wisdom and help her, Lord, in decisions that she makes, Lord, to make those decisions that would be right for her and for her family. Lord, we thank you that there were those that were able to be there, and Lord, to be able just to declare your word, and for those in hearing, how we would pray, Lord, that you might even now be working in their hearts and revealing to them the needs of their own hearts as well. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for our missionaries. We thank you, Lord, for think of the Kilmers, the letter that was read here. We thank you, Lord, for that gospel witness that is going forth, and just the blessing to hear of these that are asking questions and getting answers, and how we pray for this young man, Lord, that he might recognize that he needs more than just to read. But Lord, he needs to open his heart unto the Lord Jesus and repent of his sin and come to you. I think, Lord, of the Zartmans. We heard from them this week, and basically they're pretty much confined to their home. We know, Lord, that our brother Zartman has had a very extensive ministry in distributing gospel portions, and at this point he's not allowed to be out and to do that throughout the neighborhood. We pray, Lord, that you might strengthen their congregation there. It's been a blessing to hear what's been taking place, and just the a blessing to hear of those that men that are able to take places of leadership as they've grown in the Lord. How we pray, Lord, in days to come for that work, Lord, to be established as the Zartmans recognize that, and their desire is to be able to be faded out of that particular ministry. So, Lord, we bring them before thy throne today. I think, Lord, of others that are of fighting cancer today, and just to recognize the effects of that. And I, as we've mentioned, Jonathan Henning and what the need is there of his wife Rebecca, as they are decreasing in strength. Lord, we would just bring them before thy throne tonight. And then, Lord, as we have the families that are listed here from our church, and it's just a blessing to be able to come and bring those before you. We think of Jim Newcomb. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you've given him and in his fight from cancer, and it's been a blessing that he's been able to be here with us. We think of Bob and Pat Ogden, and Lord, even as Bob seems to be decreasing in strength and in some capacities, and we know that's a burden for Pat, and we would just ask you, Lord, to give her a particular measure of strength and to be with Bob in that. We thank you for Don and Betty Owens, and we ask you, Lord, continue to be with them, give them thy strength, and encourage them in these days. We know that Don has had these hip surgeries, and now he's facing a back surgery. But Lord, how we just pray that you might bring him back to strength as it would please you. So Lord, we bring these before you today, and then as we bring our country before you, how we pray, Lord, for your protections upon our president. For your protection, Lord, upon those that are standing, Lord, for righteousness. And it's a blessing, Lord, to be able to have those that have been standing up against the abortions of our country. And how we pray, Lord, that you might protect those that are standing. And then, Lord, for those that are seeking, Lord, in ways that we believe would be destructive, Lord, for our country, destructive for the spiritual spread of the gospel in our country, and how we pray that you would frustrate their plans and their means and their ways. Our trust is in you, Heavenly Father. Our trust is in you, and we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the answer for the problems of our world, for ourselves and all that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so grateful, Lord, that you allow us to come to thy throne. Lord, we're grateful for your faithfulness, with your love and your mercy. And as our scripture reading tonight, Father, that we thank you for your compassion. And Lord, we know that we're all sinners, but we're saved by grace. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he died for us and our sins. And Lord, through him, that we do have access to thy throne. And Lord, we thank you for this church that you've given us, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the faithfulness of our members here, of our church family. Lord, we just thank you through this past couple months that even though we're able to come together personally, but Lord, we have been able to connect each other by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for our Pastor Howard, as he's delivered each and every service. We pray for him and continued wisdom. We're thankful, Lord, for his family with Jenny and the kids, that they were able to sing these songs of praise. And we just ask you to just bless this family, Lord. And Lord, tonight we're thankful, Lord, for again for the attendance that we've been having there the last two Sundays. We praise you for that. Lord, we're also thankful that Ron was able to get back to work, and also at the same time, Lord, that he was able to finish some of his duties there at the house. And Lord, we continue to pray for Rob, and he has quite a few unspokens, and we just pray for this young man, Lord, that he'll be able to continue to have his job over there at Marion. We pray for that, and just ask you to bless him and with the prayers that he has mentioned. And Lord, think of Pat, Lord, that she has lost her sister there. We're thankful, Lord, that she is a Christian, and Lord, we know she's with you now, and we just ask you to be with Pat and give her comfort at this. Lord, we continue to pray for Scott and his job and his business. We pray, Lord, that he'll be able to, through this opportunities the government has given, that he'll be able to get some funding here for his business. Just pray for his wisdom. And Lord, we also pray for his uncle there in Maryland that has cancer. We pray for him as well. Of course, Lord, we're praying for Bob, and we know he's been struggling with his back and his leg, and Lord, it's just he's had his treatments through these years, and it just seems like it's continually getting worse. But we always have our hope in you, dear Lord, and great is thy faithfulness. You're the great physician. We just pray that you'll give the doctors wisdom, that they can maybe be able to find a different treatment. And then, Lord, we also thank, Lord, of Al's mom in the rest home there, Lord. And I think they've had a couple cases, but overall, Lord, it's been rather clean there. We continue to pray for them. And also, Lord, Debbie's mom over there at Marion. And we praise God that there hasn't been any cases reported there as well. And Lord, we pray for Justin Goldberg. Dear Lord, we understand that he's without a job now, and we just pray, Lord, that he'll be able to find the right contacts, and maybe soon, Lord, that he'll be able to find a job that will meet him and his family's needs. And we're very thankful, Lord, that Tom has been able to find comfort in his shoulder now. He's been struggling with that, Lord, as you all know, for quite a few months, and with his lack of insurance, he's unable to seek out treatment. But Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your healing there, and we pray for continued healing. And then our ministry here, Father, we just continue to pray for us elders. Thank you, Lord, for guiding and directing us as we've had to make the decisions on the a lot of church policies here, and we just thank you, Lord, that you've continued to bless us, and ask you to continue to give us guidance. And Lord, our cleaning and our sanitizing, which is so important, we just know, Lord, that that will keep us from spreading the virus or having the virus, and we just pray, Lord, that we'll have good participation there, and ask you to continue to keep us healthy. And Lord, we do pray for our country. We think of our president, Pastor Gossman, has spoken. We ask you to keep him safe, physically safe as well. And there's been a lot of threats on his life, and even coming out on the social media where it's not even being hid anymore. And we just pray for his protection. Pray for his strength. And pray, Lord, that his godly counsels around him will continue, Lord, to guide him and pray for him, and Lord, that he'll even come to the saving grace of salvation. We pray for our Congress. We pray, Lord, as they battle and drawing down political lines, and it's so dangerous. We're losing our freedoms here in religion. We're losing our babies, and at the same time, supporting people that's evil. We just pray that you'll continue to bless our country. Lord, we think of our ones here in our state. We think of our governor. We think here of the John Husted as well, Lord, that we're praying for here. Dave Yost, the state here, the high attorney general. Continue to pray for him. We think of Charlie, Lord, Charlie Howland up here, Mount Gilead here, our Marl County prosecutor. He'll be leaving his office at the end of this year, and Mr. Howland's done a very good job over these years, and he's a professing Christian, and we just continue to bless him, Father, and we're thankful, Lord, that he's been able to serve our county. And Lord, we think of our missionaries, we think of the ones here in the United States, we think of the Perez's down there, and we continue to pray for Deborah and McKez and their family as they reach out for the lost souls there. We pray for their church to continue to be strong. Lord, we think of the Crawfords there, and Dale there in the GFA home office. We pray for him that he'll continue to direct the missionaries throughout the world. We pray for his organization there, and we ask just to meet his needs and financial needs as well. And our Ohio Bible Mission here, and we a lot of things going on there, Lord, with this virus hindering the ministry. But Lord, we know that working through the Ohio Bible Mission, Lord, that we'll still be able to reach out with the gospel. In the Hefsah House with Mr. Williams, we're saddened that it had to close, but at the same time, Lord, we know your hand's there, and Mr. Williams and his family and so forth has touched a lot of young girls' lives. Just ask you to bless him. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, Lord, that you answer each and every one of them. And we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Father, we just humbly bow before your throne. Father, we just thank you for your eternal grace and mercy upon us, and especially those ones that come to know you and fear you and come to your throne and seeking mercy and grace. And dear Father, we just thank you for all things, even the things that we don't particularly care for. And we think about this time and in this country, about how so many things are happening that is causing great turmoil and a great separation among the people, and causing many people to separate and not be unified, and causing a lot of conflict in the government and the conflict among the people. And even in this time, dear Father, we give you thanks, and we ask you that we would determine as your people to stay close and stay unified, and that they would seek opportunities, dear Father, to be encouraging to one another and lift each other up, but most of all, that we would always give praise to you. And dear Father, as your word says, people would praise the Lord. And so this is what we seek in this time, in this difficult time in this country, that people would turn to you and seek you for guidance and direction, and not turn to fallacies and false reports and depend upon things that are not stable, but help us to seek Christ and seek those things that are encouraging and that speak of the truth. Father, I just bring before you our church, that we would remain unified, and I just thank you that we are able to meet this evening, and at least to one time on Sundays. We just thank you, dear Father. We pray that you would help us to be encouraged by this, but at the same time, as we are not meeting in other times, we just pray that you help us to reach out to each other and try to encourage each other. Help us to be in constant prayer, as your word commands us to be in prayer, dear Father. And we bring before you all the requests that are on these sheets, and it's many, many requests, dear Father, and we just thank you for these things that have been spoken. We thank you, dear Father, for safety that you've given us to come here and throughout our work. And we thank you, dear Father, for our health, and many have recovered in some of their health. And we thank you, dear Father, for those who continue to be sick. We pray for their encouragement and strength. We thank you, dear Father, that you have your Holy Spirit to lift them up and keep them. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides us into all knowledge. Help us to, in every way, encourage your Holy Spirit. Forgive us where we fail to do so, and we lack focus and vision, and we get distracted in many things. Dear Father, help us to be stay focused on your word and your Holy Spirit to encourage, and that we may be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we may be bold for his gospel. Father, I just think about those ones who have lost loved ones here recently, and just think about their hearts and how they are troubled in their hearts because they've lost loved ones, and we pray for your Holy Spirit to comfort them. Just think about Ken Perry and Bob Renard and many others, dear Father, we know of. And then, Mrs. Gosman has mentioned about people who have spouses or loved ones that have serious illness. We can't even imagine, dear Father, the stress and the difficulty it is for these people to go through these times. We pray for your help for them, and we pray for your strength through your Holy Spirit to encourage them. Father, we just thank you for this report from the Kilmers, how he spoke to this man and used the virus, the details of the virus, to speak the gospel to this man. And we just thank you for this opportunity, and we pray that these opportunities would come about for all your people around the world at this difficult time to be bold for your gospel, and to that we would have compassion for those that we work with and those that we live with and commune with day by day, and the people that are right beside us and near us, that we would have a compassion for them, and that we would be able to be bold for your gospel. Father, I pray for this church, and pray for the elders and the pastors, and I pray that you would give them great wisdom as they continue to plan, and as they continue to endeavor to speak boldly your gospel and to divide the word rightly. And Father, we just bring before you our country, and I just think about all the servicemen who have given their lives in the past, and many, many people have given their lives for this country. And we thank you for their testimony. We pray, dear Father, we would not dishonor them, that we would continue to fight for what is right in this country, and that you would encourage and strengthen those who are intent on doing what is right and good, that you would expose the evil deeds and destroy the evil deeds and expose those ones that are intent on doing what is wrong. We pray for unity for your gospel in this country, and we pray that you would destroy those ones that are against the gospel. And we just we think about this time in our government that are considering additional monies, and we just pray, dear Father, you would block those monies, that they would not go to evil deeds, but they would go to the good things to support the people and encourage and strengthen the people in the right way. Father, we just thank you for Panao Camp, and our hearts are heavy that we have had to cancel this week or this summer of camp, and we pray for wisdom of those ones that lead this camp and the ones that are intimately involved with the camp. We pray for them, and we pray for your hand of guidance and direction for them, and your hand of protection for them. Father, we would just lay our hearts down before you and acknowledge how much we need you and how much we need to daily come to you. We just thank you for this opportunity, and we ask you this in Christ's name. Amen.
Father, we pray for our church. We pray that you would give wisdom as we continue our ministries, our services. We look forward to this Sunday, the worship service that's planned. We pray that you would guide your people in knowing when they should come out to that. And we pray that we would be able to get back together more fully soon. We pray for wisdom for each one to make that decision. We know that some are very cautious about what they should do. And we pray that you would strengthen our church. Pray that those who are not able to come out, who are waiting, we pray that you would just strengthen them spiritually, and we pray that our church would be built up in these times here. Pray again for wisdom for our elders, and we just ask for your special direction. And we pray that you would continue to bless the church here, guide us this summer. We look to you for what we ought to do. We pray that you would allow us to give the gospel. We pray that we might be able to reach our own young people and children, and we pray for wisdom about what we might be able to do along those lines. We pray for perhaps the Knox Fair booth, as perhaps that would be another opportunity to reach out. We pray for wisdom about that as well. We think of the needs in our church, maybe some that we don't know about. I'm sure there is. And we just pray for unspoken requests. Think of Becky tonight as she brings this unspoken. Think of Rob and probably others. We pray that you would answer these requests. We pray that you would show us how we can build up one another, serve one another here in this body. And just pray for your guidance and direction there. We pray for the missionaries. Again, we pray for the Matias in Germany. We don't know how this all is affecting them. I'm sure that it is in their camp ministry. But we pray that you would work through their efforts there. We pray for the Stuttards in England, or as they are now in transition again, having to get their visas. We pray for direction for them. We think of the Perez family. We pray for their ministry in Georgia. We pray that you'd open up doors for them to be able to minister to folks, Hispanics there. We pray for the growth of their church, that it would become established. Pray you provide the leadership, the men that would be needed there. And so we commit these missionaries to you, ask that you would work in each one of their ministries. We thank you for allowing us to come here tonight. And we come here casting these needs, these requests before you, asking you to answer these prayers. And we thank you for the promise that you're able to do even more than we can ask. And we recognize that tonight. And we pray that our trust would be completely in you, not in our own ideas or our own wisdom. But we pray that we would trust you completely and that you would keep us in your path, the right ways that we ought to go. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for coming tonight, and have a good evening.